All right, let's get to the people, see what everybody's got to say on it. I'm just interested, because I know how I am is like when someone leaves my team, I don't want to hear from them. But Harbaugh keeps going. I wonder what your reaction is to it. Also, Rico, I may have a problem on my hands. 2 days and two fights for Malik Nabers. Why do I feel like I just drafted Odell Beckham Jr. 2.0?
This is tough and gritty.
God. Oh, God.
If he, you know what, Mike? If he wore Honolulu blue and silver, he would be a grit player and you'd love him.
Lions fans, just enjoy your 13 wins.
Everything that the Giants do will concern you. Let's just be real.
It does. We're a clown factory. Okay. All right, let's go to Logan to lead things off today, 97.1. Logan, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. First time, long time.
Welcome. Hey, Logan.
First off, as not just a Michigan fan, I'm an alum, and I actually agree with the whole Jim Harbaugh thing, and I've said it for going on 11 months now, that I was grateful for everything he did to bring back to the program. I feel like we lost, but I was happy to see him go. It was time to move on and get a coach that wasn't a sideshow.
Okay. So what was your reaction to what he said yesterday?
Unnecessary. He's not affiliated with the program in any way anymore other than a previous coach and an alum.
Yeah.
I have as much opinion to say something as he did, I thought. But the second thing I wanted to say, and something that irks me, you guys didn't say anything, but you brought up the leaders and best thing, and the other night Brian Chapman said something and called it the cheaters and best.
Okay.
And as an alumni, that really offends me, only because leaders and best doesn't just describe the football team. It describes everything the school stands for outside of the football team. The football team, as we know with many schools, no school's football team is all that and perfect. I mean, look at the Spartans with Mel Tucker. That wasn't great.
No.
Schools have issues, right?
I got to give you the Cat Williams.
No. Okay. No.
Yeah, Logan, I'm going to take it from here. First of all, my school blows. Okay? Just leave them alone. All right? My school is homeless and wearing no pants. We don't need to go there. Second of all, no school flouts the alleged faux moral high ground and integrity high ground like Michigan. So let's just stop right there. Now, you can be offended. That's fine. What I would say is, if your school actually cared about running a real athletic department that had standards that the rest of the university largely does adhere to, then I would listen to your qualms. The problem is, I don't know how Ward Manuel is still there, much less winning an award. You had a low life as a basketball coach, gone. You had a hockey coach that he was forced to hire that was embroiled in scandal. He didn't want to fire him. He was forced to hire Mel Pearson. Fire him. You had the mystery volleyball coach. You got the football program problem. Listen, dude.
And you're also renting out cars.
Yeah, I don't know, Logan. That's a weird angle.
Well, and here's the thing. I would say, Logan, if you're offended, you're offended at the wrong people. Don't be offended at Mike and I. Be offended at your school. Be offended at the people who are basically causing people to question the leaders and best across the board. Because you don't get to pick and choose what part of Michigan is leaders and best. Either you're all the way in or you're all the way out.
It's also in your fight song. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to, like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
No offense. You also have a cheerleader for a present.
So, again, you can't be offended because we're just holding up a mirror. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, blame the image, not the mirror.
But I do agree with Logan on, you're not the coach anymore. Please just stop. Like, let us clean up your mess.
Now, in all fairness, people asked him the question, but the answer, hey, guys, this is all about Chargers. I mean, I'm talking about the Chargers, and that's it.
Can I read you something? I want to read you something that and this is not anyone local, but it's someone I don't like, and I actually think they are either incredibly dishonest or incredibly stupid, probably both. Can I read you something from Mike Greenberg?
Okay.
Yes, Greeny. I don't know how this man has executed the con of continuing to be employed.
Well, you know, he's smart. He's okay. Northwestern grad.
Mike Greenberg, if he was on, this is about Harbaugh, if he was on trial right now and he, in his own defense, made that statement exactly the way in the witness box, I would acquit him. Close quote.
I'm sorry.
You know why? Because I think it's just easier on a national level to say nice things about Michigan fans or Michigan, because the fans will agree with you and not attack you all across the board. So Greenberg and all these other people.
That's wild.
It's amazing how, it's no big deal. Now, will you feel that way if it's another school that's doing this? Or did you just fall that in love with Jim Harbaugh that you're willing to just forget about everything that your lying eyes saw for the last few years and just believe exactly what this man is spoon feeding you?
I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry. Let's go to Ian.
So if you, David, if you rob a bank, you get up there and you say, you know what?
Well, you need Greeny on your jury.
I don't lie. I don't cheat and I don't steal. I don't. There's a bag of money right there.
And damn it, people like me.
Right.
Greenberg stands up innocent. Let's go to Ian 97.1. I'm sorry,
Good
Ian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. First thing, when a man says he never lies, never cheats, never steals, you know what that means. He lies, he cheats, and he steals. And I'm a Michigan fan for over 40 years. I'm thankful that he brought the program back to prominence. But guess what? We better enjoy our national championship because, guys, I don't know if you noticed, look at that Michigan schedule this coming year. Texas, Oregon, Washington, USC, Ohio State, Penn State. They'll be lucky to win 8 games, period. You can write that down somewhere in their notes somewhere. They'll be lucky to win 8 games. They're not good this year. There's so many factors. Michigan's not going to be that good.
Just for what we're talking about, I want to make sure. I mean, Ian, when you saw his comment or heard his comment yesterday, what was your reaction?
First of all, I should have kept his mouth shut. That would have been nice. Second of all, I think, honestly, he should have said, you know what? You guys said it, hit on the head. I'm with the L.A. Chargers now. I'm in the NFL. And he should have said nothing. Instead of, my family, I teach my family that, and I teach, my kids that, and I teach the students that, and all this other stuff. That's a line of crap, and we all know it. It's like he should have not said anything, period, and just said, okay, you know what? I'm in L.A. I'm with the Chargers. I'm here to coach them and not say anything. But this is Jim Harbaugh, and you guys hit it right on the head. He has to say something to get his point across and be an arrogant SOB that he's always been his entire coaching career.
How do you really feel, Ian? No, I if I were a Michigan fan, I'd probably be Ian, where I'd be, I'm thankful he came here and righted the ship. I mean, they were good before cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they needed to do it, but they did it. It's Barry Bonds. Yeah. The point is, he came here and immediately made them good. Mm-hmm. They were not good the 10 years prior. Now, what you wanted was great. And in a lot of ways, look, we talked about it. He was on the verge of getting fired.
Yeah.
COVID saved him. Now, what took place after that? Well, it sure looks like one of the great cheating scandals we've ever seen.
And I do wonder if he's going to end up going the way of Lance Armstrong, where he's just going to keep denying and denying and denying until one day somebody's going to be like, what about this right here? And then it gets all exposed. So,
I mean, yeah, but look, ultimately, if I'm a Michigan fan, I
wanted to go away.
It's
like on a lesser level. When you see, okay, well, now Mel Tucker,
what part of Mel?
Don't sue him. Yeah, you talk about suing again? Okay. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if we were doing hotel etiquette what was happening
I'm
here.
Suing because of wrongful termination. No, Mel, just no. Let me stop you right now, okay? You're already about to go broke. Your wife's going to get half of it. Your lawyer's going to get the other quarter of your half. Just no. Just stop it right here. And
honestly, that's what they should print on MSU season tickets. MSU 2024 football. Just no. No to all of this.
Just no.
The tickets arrive in the mail. No. To everything in this envelope.
Just no. Just right there. Stop.
Contained in this envelope is disappointment, regret, wasted money. Just no. 248-539-90. Can you... Honestly, you know Arizona on their field, mm-hmm. on each of the 20s, it says bear down.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get on the field? Just no.
Okay, no.
With a gruff Sparty in the O.
No.
Just no to any of this.
Let's let them go out and disappoint you before you get disappointed.
It's fair.
Okay.
By the way, the over under 4.5.
Let them disappoint you first.
In essence, you're saying, let it play out.
Well, that's copywritten.